Parshas Hazinu. This is the Shira of which Moshe spoke about in the previous Parsha. In it, Moshe calls the heaven and earth to bear witness of the tzoris that will happen to Klal Yisrael if they do averos, and the joy that will come with the Geula Ha'asida, the final redemption. And Moshe said, Ha'azinu Ha'shamayim, give ear heavens, Va'adabera, and I will speak, V'sishma Ha'oretz, may the earth hear Imre Fi, the utterance of my mouth. Moshe called to the Shemayim Va'oretz to be witnesses against Klal Yisrael for the schar and the onish that will happen to them in the future. Zakrashi Ha'azinu Ha'shamayim, give ear heavens, Sha'ani Masra Bohem B'Yisrael, listen that I am warning Klal Yisrael, V'tiu Atem Eidem B'dovar, and you will be witnesses on this thing. Shekach Omarti Lohem, this is what I told them, Sha'atem Tiu Eidem, that you will be witnesses. Like the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yutes, and Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chofches, where over there, Moshe tells Klal Yisrael that the Shemayim Va'oretz will be witnesses against you. V'chein, and so too in this Pasuk, V'sishma Ha'oretz, may the earth hear. What should the earth hear? The earth should hear that I am warning you, and the earth will be a witness against you in the future. V'lomo heid bohem Shemayim Va'oretz. Why did Moshe specifically choose the Shemayim Va'oretz? Omar Moshe, Moshe said, Ani bas v'adam, I am flesh and blood. I am only a human being. L'mochar ani meis, tomorrow I will be dead. Im Yomru Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael will say, Lo kibalnu aleinu habris, we never accepted upon ourselves this bris, mi ba'u makhisham, who will come and contradict them? L'fikoch, therefore, heid bohem Shemayim Va'oretz, he testified and brought witnesses against them with the Shemayim Va'oretz, Eidim shehem kayomim la'olam, witnesses that are eternal. Therefore, Klal Yisrael will never be able to say that we never accepted upon ourselves this bris, because the eternal witnesses will always come and contradict them. Zok Rashi va'oid, and another pshat, why Shemayim va'oretz, she'im yizku, if Klal Yisrael will have schusim, yovoyu ha'eidim v'yitnu scharam, then the witnesses, the Shemayim va'oretz, will be the ones to give the reward. Like the Pasuk says, ha'gefen titen piria, the vine will give its fruit, v'ha'oretz titen yavula, and the land will give its produce, v'ha'shamayim yitnu talom, and the heavens will give their due. So we see the reward comes about through the Shemayim Va'oretz. The imbis chayvu, and if they are found guilty, tia bohem yaro edem tchila, the hands of the witnesses will punish first. The Shemayim Va'oretz will punish first. Like the Pasuk says, v'otzar es ha'shamayim v'leyeh motor, the heavens will stop and there will not be any rain, v'ho adoma loisiten es yivula, and the land will not give its produce. So we see that the punishment comes about through the Shemayim Va'oretz. And afterwards, the Pasuk says, v'achar kach, va'avadatem mehera, afterwards you will be lost very quickly, al yidei ha'umais, through the nations destroying you. The Pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, that when someone is mechuyev to be killed by Bezdin, yad ho'edim tia bay barishona, the witnesses will kill him first, and if they do not have the power, then v'yad kol ha'om ba'achroino, the people of the nation will take over and finish the job. So too over here, yad ho'edim tia bay barishona, the witnesses, the Shemayim Va'oretz, will punish first, and afterwards, v'yad kol ha'om ba'achroino, others will take over. That's why the Pasuk says first, v'otzar es ha'shamayim v'lo yiyah motor, v'ho adomo loisiten es shivulo. First, the Shemayim Va'oretz will punish, as the Pasuk says, yad ho'edim tia bay barishona. Then, v'avadatem mehera, you will be lost quickly, the goyim will kill you, referring to yad ha'om ba'achroino, the nations finishing off the job. So Rashi over here tells us two reasons why Shemayim Va'oretz were chosen. Firstly, because they are eternal. And secondly, because they are the ones to give the reward and administer the punishment. V'ayin in Rashi at the end of Parshas Nitzavim, Perik Lamed Pasuk Yutes, where Rashi says the first pshat that is said over here, that Shemayim and Oretz are eternal. But instead of the second pshat mentioned here, he says another pshat. And that is that the reason why Shemayim Va'oretz were chosen is so that Klal Yisrael should draw a lesson from Shemayim Va'oretz. Ma'adach Shemayim Va'oretz, who are not rewarded nor punished. Still, they do not deviate from Hashem's command. All the more so, you who are rewarded for doing good and punished for doing bad should definitely not deviate from Hashem's command. And the reason why the Pasuk says an expression of Ha'azinu to the Shemayim and Shmio to the Oretz, like the Pasuk says, V'sishma Ha'oretz, Chizkuni and Arachayim explain, the expression of Ha'azinu means to listen from a distance, and Shmio means to listen from close by. Since Moshe was distant from the heavens, he told the Shemayim Ha'azinu. However, to the earth, which he was close to, he said a lashon of v'sishma. And Moshe said to the Shemayim v'oretz, this is the testimony that you should witness, what I am saying now. Yarev kamotor likhi. Likhi, my teachings, my words of Torah, should drip like rainwater. Just like rainwater brings life to the world, so too my words of Torah bring life to the world. Tizal katal imrasi. My words shall flow like dew. Rain is not always welcome to the world, because people who are traveling do not want it to rain. However, dew is always welcome. Therefore, Moshe said, my words of Torah should flow like dew. My words of Torah will always be welcome. Kiseirim alei deshe. My words of Torah will be like storm winds on the vegetation. Just like the storm winds strengthen the vegetation and cause it to grow, so too the words of Torah will cause the ones who learn it to grow. The Chorevivim alei esev, and Torah is like the raindrops on the grass. Zokt Rashi ya'arot kamoto likhi, zuhi o edus sheto'idu. This is the testimony that you should witness, shani oimer bifnechem, that I, Moshe Rabbeinu, am saying before you the Shemayim va'oretz. Torah shenosat li Yisrael, the Torah that I have given to Klal Yisrael, shehi chayim la'olam, it is life to the world. Kemotar hazeh, like this rain, shehu chayim la'olam, which is also life to the world. Ka'asher yarfu ha'shamayim talu motar, when the heavens drip, dew and rain. So just like the rain is life to the world, so too is the Torah. Ya'aroif, loshin yatif, it means an expression of dripping. V'chein, and so does the pasuk say, ya'arfu tol, it shall drip with dew. And so to until him, your afun doshen, it shall drip with fat. Tizal katal, my words of Torah will flow like dew. Shakos mechimboy, just like dew everybody is happy with, so too my words of Torah. Lefisha moto yesh be'atzavim lebrios, because rain is sometimes annoying to people. Kigoin holchei drochim, people who are traveling. Umisha haya boroi molayayin, and also somebody who has an open pit full of wine. He does not want it to rain. However, dew is never annoying to people. So too will my words of Torah always be wanted and desired by people. Kiseirim, Zok Rashi, Lashon Ruach Sa'ara, it is an expression of a storm wind. Kitagumai, like Targum says, Kiruche Mitra, like the winds of the rain. Ma Haruchas Halolu, just like these winds. Machzikin Esoha Sabim, Umegadlam Oysam, they strengthen the grass and make them grow. Afdivrei Torah, so too the words of Torah, Megadlin Eslam Dehem, make the ones who learn the Torah grow. The Chiravidim, Tipe Motor, it means raindrops. The Nirali Al Shem Sheyor Kacheith Nikra Raviv. Since raindrops shoot like an arrow, therefore it is called Raviv, which means to shoot. Kmoida At Omar, like the Pasuk says, Roive Kashos, a shooter of archery. And now Rashi explains what is the difference between Deshe and Esev. Deshe Atifas Oretz, the covering of the earth, Mechusa Biyarek, covered with greenery. Esev, Kelech Echor, is one stalk. Kari Esev is called an Esev. V'chol min v'min, and also every species la'atzmai for itself, Kari Esev is called Esev, a grass. So Esev is referring to each species by itself. And when the earth is totally covered with greenery, then the lashon of Deshe is used. And so does Rashi say in Parashat Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Posuk Yud Aleph. And now Moshe turns to Klal Yisrael and said, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, when I mention the Shem HaMeferish of Hashem during the Shira, Havu Goydeh Lelekenu, give greatness to our God by saying, Baruch Shem Kevoy Malchusai Le'olam Voed. Because when the regular name of Hashem was mentioned, Klal Yisrael should answer Amen. However, when the Shem HaMeferish was mentioned in the Beis HaMikdosh, Baruch Shem Kevoy Malchusai Le'olam Voed was said. And here in the Shira, Moshe used the Shem HaMeferish that was used in the Beis HaMikdosh, and he therefore told Klal Yisrael to answer Baruch Shem. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Gimel, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro. Rashi says, Hare Ki Meshamesh Beloshen Ka'asher. The word Ki means Ka'asher, when. Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, when the name of Hashem I will mention. Kemoi, just like the word Ki in the Pasuk, Ki Savoyu El Oretz, when you will come to the land. Ki She Ekro Va'as Ki Shem Hashem, when I will call and mention the name of Hashem, Atem, you Klal Yisrael, Havu Goydeh Lelekenu, give greatness to our God, Ubaruch Hushemoi, and bless his name by saying, Baruch Shem, Kevoy Malchusai Le'olam Voed. Mikan Omru, from here Chazal said, She'oinim Baruch Shem, Kevoy Malchusai Achabrocha Shebemigdosh. That Klal Yisrael should answer, Baruch Shem, Kevoy Malchusai Le'olam Voed, after the Brocha in the Beis HaMikdosh, because over there the Shem HaMeferish was used, and therefore Klal Yisrael should answer Baruch Shem, just like over here where the Shem HaMeferish was used, and Moshe told Klal Yisrael to answer Baruch Shem. Hatzur, Hashem, who is like a rock, strong like a rock when he punishes, still Tamim Pa'oloi, his work is perfect. He does not punish anybody who is not deserving of punishment. Kichol Derachav Mishpat, because all of his ways are justice. Kel Emuna, Hashem is a faithful God. He is trustworthy to give tzaddikim their reward, La'asid Lavoi, in the next world. Ve'ein Ovel, he does not do any wrong. He pays back the Rishoyim their reward in this world. Tzaddik, all acknowledge Hashem's tzidkis and his righteousness in judgment. V'yoshahu, and this is proper to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's righteousness. Zakrashi Hatzur Tamim Pa'oloi, Af HaPishu Chazok, even though Hashem is strong like a rock. Kishamevi Poronius Al Ove Ritzone, when he brings punishment on the ones who go against his will, Lo B'Shetef Umevi, he does not bring his punishment with a pouring of punishment. Kiyim Bedin, only with justice. Kitamim Pa'oloi, because his work is perfect. Kele Muna, Hashem is a faithful God. Meshalim L'Tzadikim Tzidkasam La'olam Haba, to pay back the tzaddikim for their tzidkis in the next world. Even though he is delaying in paying them back, at the end he will keep his word. And Hashem does not do any wrong. Even to the Rishoyim, he pays them back for their tzidkis in this world. All accept upon themselves the righteousness of Hashem's judgment. And this is proper for them. Tzadik mipi abriyos. All the people call Hashem tzadik. V'yashahu, meaning v'ro'ui lahatzdikoi, it is proper to acknowledge his righteousness. On the words Hatzur tamim pa'oloi kichol derach of mishpat, that Hashem's justice is complete and perfect. Rav Shach says from the Vilna Gaon that it is impossible for humans to take into account all surrounding circumstances and dispense perfect judgment. For example, when someone commits a crime that requires the death penalty, has the court also determined if his children deserve to be orphans or not? What about the person who he says hello to every morning? Has the court figured out if that person is deserving the loss that they are inflicting upon him? However, when Hashem dispenses judgment, he has accounted for everything, from the most obvious consequences to the most minute details. When Hashem punishes, everyone who is affected by this punishment has been taken into account, and it was determined by Hashem that they too deserve to be punished. Hashem's justice system is pure justice, without the slightest trace of injustice. Hatzur tamim pa'oloi, ki chol derachav mishpat. Shiches loy loy, the corruption is not in Hashem, but rather bonov mumam. The corruption is in his children. His children have a mum. Dar ikesh, a generation that is crooked, ufisaltol, and twisted. Zokt Rashi, shiches loy, Kitagumoy, like Targum says, Chabilu Lahoin, the corruption is in them, Veloy Lei, and not in Hashem. Bonov Mumam, and Rashi is bothered, if they are corrupt, why are they called Bonov his children? Zok Rashi, Bonov Hayu, they were his children, and then they went and acted corrupt. Vashchosa Shesh Chisu, he Mumam, and the corruption that they acted corrupt with is their Mum. Bonov Mumam, Mumam Shel Bonov Hayo, the Mum is in his children, Veloy Mumoy, and it is not his Mum. Dar ikesh, what does the word ikesh mean? It means crooked. Okum umuuko, bent and crooked. Kamoi, like the pasuk says in Micha, ves hayishara ya'akeshu, and that which is straight, ya'akeshu, they bent. Uvelashen Mishnah, and in the Mishnah it says, chuldo sheshinea akumois ve'akushois, a weasel whose teeth are bent and crooked. So we see akushois and ikesh mean crooked. Ufisaltoil, zakrashi, Kipsil hazeh, like this string, shegoidlin oisoi umakifin oisoi sevivos hagodol, that they wrap it and twist it around another string. The word pisaltol comes from the word pisil, a string which is wrapped and twisted around. Pisaltol min hatevos hakfulos. It is among the words that the last two letters of the root of the word are repeated. The shorish is pei saf lamet, and the last two letters of the shorish taf lamet are repeated, just like the word yirakrak, which means deep green, adamdom, which means very red, secharchar, and also segalgal. So to over here, upisaltol means that they are very twisted. I once heard a drush on the words shiches loy loy bonov mumam, that tshuva is always accepted at any age. A person can sin most of his life, and at the end do proper tshuva, erasing a lifetime of bad, and end up dying a tzaddik. However, there could be collateral damage that cannot be repaired, which are the children. Children tend to learn by example as they mimic their parents far more than we are aware of. When a child grows up watching their parents behave and act in a certain way, even if one day the parents wake up and do teshuvah, they cannot expect the children to follow. The Melitzei Eish says that this is hinted in this pasuk. Shiches loiloi, even if the corruption is not in the parents anymore, however, bonov mumam, the mum remains by the children. The tshuva of the parents cannot always correct what was done to the children. The children may still be scarred forever. And Moshe continued, Hal Hashem tigmlu zois, to Hashem do you repay this? Hashem who did so much good for you in the past and has the power to punish you. Am Novol, a disgusting nation who does not remember the good that Hashem did in the past. V'loi Chacham, and a nation that is not wise to know that in the future Hashem can punish you and do good to you. Halehu Avicha, he is your father, Konecha, and Rashi tells us three pshatim in the word Konecha. Either it comes from the word Kinyan, he is the one who acquired you, or it comes from the word Kan, a nest. Konecha, he is the one who nested you in a strong land, or it comes from the word Takana, he enhanced you with different enhancements. Hu Asecha, he made you a nation among nations, a special nation. Vayechonenecha, and he established you. In the sense that everything you need to be a nation will come from within. You will not need to take leaders from the outside. Your kaihanim will come from within. Your kings will come from within. And so too your neviim. Zokt Rashi hal Hashem tigmlu zois loshen tema. This is an expression of a question. V'chilefonov atem atzivim. Before Hashem are you causing anger? Sheyesh biyodeli paramekem. Who has the power to punish you? V'sheheitiv lochem b'chol atoivois. And who did so much good for you? Am Novol, a disgusting nation, Sheshachoi Esahosilohem, who forgot all the good that Hashem did for them. V'loi Chacham, and a nation that is not wise, Lahovin Eshanolodois, to understand the future, Sheesh Biyodi Lahetiv, that Hashem has the power to do good, Ulahara, and to do bad. Halehu Avicha, he is your father, Konecha, and Rashi tells us three pshatim in the word Konecha, either Shekonacha, who acquired you, or Shekonancha, he nested you, Bekan Hasloim, in the nest of boulders, Uva Eretz Chazoka, and in a strong land. And a third pshat, Shetikencha Becholmin Takono, he enhanced you with all different types of enhancement. Hu Asecha Umo Beumois, he made you a special nation among nations, Vayechonenecha, and he established you. Achrechein, afterwards, Becholmin Bosses Vechan, with all types of foundations. Mikem Koihanim, from you there will be Koihanim, Mikem Neviim, from you Neviim, Umikem Melochim, and from you kings. Krach Shakoil Toluba, you are a city that has everything in it. You will not need to take your leaders from the outside, but rather from within will come all your leaders, your Koihanim, your Neviim, and your Melochim.